Mark shivered with cold, something he hadn't done in a long time. He'd just woken up, the first traces of dawn leaking through the cracks of the stacked logs that made up the wall of his small hut. He almost never used his blanket. He was proud of it. It was made from the hide of a giant elk he'd killed himself just 2 months prior. But when he did use it, it was for the comfort of the blanket itself, not so much for warmth. They lived in a world ravaged by heat, after all. But maybe this was a sign of change. He actually felt a little chilled by the morning air seeping through those same cracks as the light. He pulled the furry hide up to his chin and turned to lie on his back, belting out a yawn for the ages. Alec was still asleep in the cot on the other side of the hut, all of 4 feet away, and snoring up a storm. The older man was gruff, a hardened former soldier who rarely smiled. And when he did, it usually had something to do with rumbling gas pains in his stomach. But Alec had a heart of gold. After more than a year together, fighting for survival along with Lana and Trina and the rest of them, Mark wasn't intimidated by the old bear anymore. Just to prove it, he leaned over and grabbed a shoe off the floor, then chucked it at the man. It hit him in the shoulder. Alec roared and sat up straight, years of military training snapping him instantly awake.
"What the?"
the soldier yelled. But Mark cut him off by throwing his other shoe at him, this time smacking his chest.
"You little piece of rat liver,"
Alec said coolly. He hadn't flinched or moved after the second attack, just stared Mark down with narrowed eyes, but there was a spark of humor behind them.
"I better hear a good reason why you chose to risk your life by waking me up like that."
Mark replied, rubbing his chin, as if he were thinking hard about it. Then he snapped his fingers.
"Oh, I got it. Mainly it was to stop the awful sounds coming out of you. Seriously, man, you need to sleep on your side or something. Snoring like that can't be healthy. You're going to choke on your own throat one of these days."
Alec grumbled and grunted a few times, muttering almost indecipherable words as he scooted off his cot and got dressed. There was something about,
"Wish I'd never,"
and
"Better off,"
and
"Year of hell."
But not much more Mark could make out. The message was clear, though.
"Come on, Sergeant," Mark said,
knowing he was about 3 seconds from going too far. Alec had been retired from the military for a long time and really, really, really hated it when Mark called him that. At the time of the sun flares, Alec had been a contract worker for the Defense Department.
"You never would have made it to this lovely abode if it hadn't been for us snatching you out of trouble every day. How about a hug and we make up?"
Alec pulled a shirt over his head, then peered down at Mark. The older man's bushy gray eyebrows bunched up in the middle as if they were hairy bugs trying to mate.
"I like you, kid. It'd be a shame to have to put you 6 feet under."
He whacked Mark on the side of the head, the closest thing to affection the soldier ever showed. Soldier. It might have been a long time, but Mark still liked to think of the man that way. It made him feel better, safer, somehow. He smiled as Alec stomped out of their hut to tackle another day. A real smile. Something that was finally becoming a little more commonplace after the year of death and terror that had chased them to this place high up in the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina. He decided that no matter what, he'd push all the bad stuff from the past aside and have a good day. No matter what. Which meant he needed to bring Trina into the picture before another 10 minutes ticked off the clock. He hurriedly got dressed and went out to look for her.